If you ever get a chance to visit Pakistan and turn on the television, this is what you'll get. Lots and lots of news channels. The media have exploded in Pakistan since being freed up a little more than a decade ago. There's also plenty of this. Cricket and some of this. To judge by what their networks deliver, Pakistanis are obsessed by news, and by cricket, and by Bollywood movies. Now TV channels are widening their scope into unlikely terrain. And we should warn you, this story contains language that may not be suitable for younger listeners. NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
Hello.
Yes.
This woman is asking a doctor about her husband's low sperm count. She's live on air across Pakistan on a TV phone-in show.
I think what we are trying to do is make it okay and easy for people to call in and ask a question. And you know, if you're anonymous, you can sort of step out of your character that you are and just really ask a question with an open mind and be like, look, I think I have this issue. What should I do?
Faizan Syed's chief executive of Health TV, a private cable channel. Every day his channel broadcasts a half-hour show called Clinic Online. People can call in and ask a medical expert for advice. On Fridays, the show's about sexual health. Viewers always have a lot of questions, says Syed.
The Friday show gets back-to-back calls. There's not a single break between calls.
You often hear people saying sex is taboo in Pakistan. That's not quite accurate. Pakistanis do talk about sexual issues, but there are boundaries.
You can only talk about it to your closest friends or a close family member, and even that usually in the context of marriage.
Dr. Usma Ambareen's a psychiatrist whose patients include people with sex-related problems. Pakistan's a conservative Islamic nation. Ambareen says Pakistanis are often wary about discussing sexual issues because of religion.
I think it's a huge factor. Even masturbation is not considered acceptable. You never know what the other person's religious views are like. So people are often reluctant to discuss their own concerns. They're afraid of how the other person might respond.
Most of the show's callers are women. Their questions to the doctor are often about infertility, but not always, says Faizan Syed, head of Health TV.
One of the calls he got was about overactive desire, and it was from a woman. Basically, the woman said, I'm not sure how to control this.
Syed says the doctor answered in medical terms, explaining why she's having these feelings.
And he also added that, look, you know, when you are facing this situation, turn to religion, turn to prayer, and pray and try to get through that moment. Yes, that's not a medical response, but let's not also forget where we live. Our country is called the Islamic Republic of Pakistan.
Violent Islamist extremists are a constant threat in Pakistan, especially in Karachi, where Health TV is based. The doctor who anchors the show on sexual health is Nadeem Uddin Siddiqui. Siddiqui stresses that his show's educating people about subjects they need to know about, for example, sexually transmitted diseases.
What I'm doing, I'm just making the people to get the treatment from the proper doctor. So I'm saving the life of the people of my country.
You may be wondering why the women who call him don't just go and see their doctor. It's not as simple as that. There are a lot of quacks around. Also here, family members tend to insist on accompanying women to the clinic and even sitting in on the session. If you do get some one-on-one private time, doctors aren't always great at keeping secrets, says psychiatrist Usma Ambareen.
I think that a lot of doctors may not take some of these things like issues of confidentiality and privacy very seriously. So if somebody is discussing something about themselves, they may actually mention it to a family member.
A man calls in to speak to Siddiqui. He's asking about fertility and about his sperm count. Faizan Syed thinks Pakistani men are generally more reluctant than women to phone in.
I suspect that. I think women, you know, sort of have more of a, you know, solve the problem, more inquisitive, more questioning.
And what would be holding a man back from going on air like that? What would be the worries?
Male ego, I suppose.
Women in Pakistan live in a society that profoundly restricts their freedoms. but do not underestimate them, says Sayed.
I think the women of Pakistan are actually some of the most powerful individuals you'll ever come across, and that's a fact. And seeing these scholars, I'd say most of them are not nervous. I mean, the women just need to be given the opportunity to feel empowered, and they can do wonders.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Karachi.